A joint letter signed by Talisker Land Holdings attorney John Lund and Alan Sullivan, who represents Park City Mountain Resort and the Greater Park City Company, hand-delivered a letter dated today to Judge Ryan Harris, asking him to consider the letter a further report that the parties continue to work in good faith with the mediator. With the court's permission, the parties are asking to continue their mediation discussions until this Friday, August 29th at 5 p.m. The parties say they are not requesting the extension of any other deadlines imposed by the court. Talisker attorney John Lund tells KPCW that there has been no request for a postponement of this week's hearing and one is not expected. The hearing, he says, will go forward as scheduled on Wednesday morning at 9. At the hearing, the court will hear the parties argue about how much the bond payment that needs to be paid by PCMR to Vail Resorts in order to continue operating there this winter should be. Both parties filed briefs for the court. Park City thinks the bond should be set between $1 and $6.5 million based on rent and attorney's fees. The lower number figures rent that was being paid on the previous lease. The higher number calculates a higher amount that may have to be paid since the lease expired in 2011. Vail Resorts redacted its figures from the filings, considering them to be privileged information. In a statement released after the filing was made, Talisker said the rent Talisker seeks is based on the value of its land, which PCMR has represented to the court is critical and indispensable to their resort business. Talisker's rent claim amounts, they write, are only a fraction of the enormous profits that PCMR has made over the past 3 years while using Talisker's land without paying any rent. While the parties disagree about how to calculate the correct rent that's due, the judge on Wednesday will decide for them. In separate statements, Talisker and Vail Resorts say they are completely committed to finding a resolution to the dispute that is in the best interest of all of the parties and the Park City community. The Cumming family, the statement said, has an outstanding track record that brings a sophisticated approach to numerous industries and different investments. As such, they say they appreciate continuing to be in the court-ordered mediation process and remain optimistic that the parties can come together and bring closure to the disruption caused by the litigation. Park City Mountain Resort General Manager Jenny Smith also released a statement saying the resort will continue to negotiate with Vail in the hope that a reasonable settlement can be reached. The Park City Mountain Resort team, she says, lives in this community and realizes what's at stake. Only PCMR, she says, will be able to operate the resort for the upcoming season unless a long-term solution is reached immediately. Our goal is and always has been, she says, to keep the resort open for the 2014-15 season. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.